保罗呢，从罗马书十四章开始呢，就探讨一个问题。
Paul, beginning from chapter 14, begin to investigate this following issue.
就是呢，当我们弟兄姊妹在领受不同的时候，我们当怎么办呢？
And that is when our brothers and sisters perceive certain things differently. What do we do?
这个呢是我们上个礼拜开始讲的题目。
And this is the topic we started studying last week.
这个罗马书的背景呢，就是因为罗马教会里面呢有罗马有犹太人的弟兄姊妹，也有外邦人的弟兄姊妹。
And this is about the church in the Rome. There, within the church, there are Jews and also there are non-Jews.
所以呢，他们呢，在好像在饮食或者在日词上面呢，有很多不同的看法。
So in terms of what they eat and what they observe in terms of days, there are different viewpoints.
所以上个礼拜呢，我们看了第一个原则，就是呢，当我们面对一些问题呢，是跟福音没有关系的，我们应该呢用理解去接纳不同的人。
So last week we look at it, and when we see things differently, we would actually try to receive each other with consideration.
这个呢，今天呢，我们就要看第二个原则。
Today we look at the second principle.
十三节里面呢，他讲到，所以我们不可再彼此论断，宁可定义，谁也不给弟兄放下绊脚跌人之物。
In verse 13 it says, therefore let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in the way of a brother or sister.
其实呢，十三节节的开始的时候呢，是重复我们上个礼拜所讲到的第一个原则。
In fact, the beginning of verse 13 is actually to repeat the principle that we had talked about last week.
当你用理解去接纳对方的时候呢，其实你就不会批评论断对方。
If you actually accept the other person with understanding, then you would not criticize the other person.
第二个原则呢，就是下半节讲到宁可定义谁也不给弟兄放下绊脚跌人之物。
So the second principle, then the second half is to that we do not stumble others because of freedom.
那么呢，我就他的意思就是不可以任自己的自由啊绊倒人。
In other words, we don't use the freedom that we have to become a stumbling block for other people.
那么保罗在十四到十六节里面呢，他就用食物来解释他的意思。
Paul said actually from verse 14 to 16, he illustrated by about what you can eat.
首先呢，保罗其实是解释他面对好像不同意见的弟兄姊妹，他自己是怎么做决定呢？
And Paul illustrated by saying that when he actually viewed these things differently, how would he decide?
十四节讲到了，我凭着主耶稣却自深信，凡物本来没有不洁净，唯独人以为不洁净的，在他就不洁净了。
In verse 14 said, I know I'm persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but it's unclean for anyone who thinks it's unclean.
首先呢，保罗第一步就是建立他的立场。
And the first point is Paul just established his own viewpoint.
他说呢，他确自深信，凡物本来没有不洁净的。
First he said here he's deeply convinced that the food is by itself is not unclean.
我希望呢，你留意一件事情呢，就是保罗他的领受不是因为他个人的背景或者是他的喜爱，所以他坚持相信。
The first point we want to establish is because Paul actually come to the conclusion not because of what his own personal preference or the what he's viewed it.
所以呢，因为呢，保罗本身是一个犹太人。
You see, Paul originally himself is Jewish.
他还没信耶稣之前呢，他是一个法利赛人。
And before he came to know God, he's a Pharisee.
对于他来说呢，所有食物呢都分成两类，就是洁净的、不洁净的。
To him, all food is separated into two categories. One is clean, and the other one is unclean.
所以呢，对他来说呢，他不会吃猪肉啊、虾啊、螃蟹啊、猪血糕啊，这些他都不会吃的。
So for him, he would not eat any pork, crayfish, or even the blood.
但是在我们外邦人呢，特别我们中国人，我们觉得这些都是很好吃的东西啊。
But for us, especially for us Chinese, these are very tasty things to have.
我们很多时候建立我们的立场呢，是根据我们的背景跟爱好。
A lot of times we establish our preference based on our background and what we like.
好像我喜欢吃叉烧，所以我的立场就是觉得吃猪肉没有问题啊。
So for example, I like to eat barbecue pork, therefore eating pork is no problem.
有些人呢，他背景影响他对音乐的看法，所以他就觉得这一类的音乐他觉得最好了。
So for others, actually, because of his own preference in music, therefore he thinks a certain kind of music is good.
但是保罗怎么建立他的立场呢？
So how does Paul establish his own preference?
他说呢，是凭着主耶稣确据深信。
So he actually know that according to in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他的立场是因为他对圣经对神的认识。
So he established his preference based on the his knowledge in the scripture and also how he knows God.
特别呢，耶稣自己曾经在马太福音15章11节讲过，他说：“热口的不能误会人，出口的乃能误会人。”Especially
in the book of Matthew, Jesus said in chapter 15, verse 10 to 11, it says, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen and understand. What goes into someone's mouth does not defile them, but what comes out of their mouth, that is what defiles them."
所以保罗从他本来是一个犹太人的背景，看食物的背景的人呢，改变了他的立场。
So from Paul, who is originally a Jew, who viewed things differently, actually has been changed in terms of how he viewed things.
所以呢，他在提摩太前书4章4到5节呢，他就告诉我们，凡神所造的物，都是好的。若感谢做领受，就没有一样可弃的，都因神的道和人的祈求成为圣洁。
So in the 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5, it says, "For everything God created is good, and therefore, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer."
So Paul's current experience is that he
So from how Paul sees it, everything that you can eat, they're all good. He has that freedom to eat almost any kind of food.
那自由呢，在我们美国的这个社会呢，是一个很重要的一个观念。
And the freedom in this American society is a very important concept.
因为美国就是一个强调自由的国家。
And because America is a country that emphasizes freedom.
所以呢，我们很容易受这个文化去影响的时候呢，我们只问一个问题。 就是这个事情对不对？
So this is we're easily persuaded or affected by our culture and society to think that whether one thing is right or wrong.
如果这个事情是对的，我就有这个自由去做这个事。
So if this is the right thing, therefore I have the freedom to do these things.
你不给我做这个事情呢，你就是违反我的权利。
If you don't allow me to do these things, you are actually infringing on my freedom.
所以呢。 自由成为我们的社会一个绝对的标准了。
So freedom has become an absolute standard in our society.
但是在神的国里面，什么才是正确的标准呢？
So, but within the God's kingdom, what is the true definition?
保罗呢，希望呢，我们了解，不单只了解这个事情的对错。
So not only want us to recognize the good and bad thing about this matter.
十四节下半节呢，他讲到呢，唯独人以为不洁净的，在他就不洁净了。
So in the latter part of verse 14, it says, anyone considers something as unclean, then for that person is unclean.
他的意思就是，你不但只要知道你的领受是什么，你的立场是什么，你也要了解你旁边的人他们的立场是怎么。
So Paul not only wants you to recognize how he views it, but also he wants you to see how other people around you views it.
原因就是十五节讲到了，你若因食物叫弟兄忧愁，他的意思就是，如果你的自由让一个人忧愁的时候呢，你就不应该做这个事情。
So the reason is, if your freedom causes other into distress, then you should not be doing certain things.
忧愁呢，不单只是指的你，不是指你一时的不高兴。
Distress is not just a momentary unhappy about certain things.
它是讲到了你深深的伤害一个人。
And you talk about deeply hurting someone.
为什么我们的自由会深深的伤害别人呢？
How can our freedom can deeply hurt another person?
因为你的自由可能令对方产生一个疑惑。
Confused. Because your freedom would actually lead to confusion for other people.
也可能成为他的引诱。
And also turn into temptation for the other person.
我跟我太太呢，都没有喝酒的。
For me and my wife, we don't drink any liquor.
这个不是因为我们觉得圣经反对这个事情。
It's not because we think the scripture is against drinking.
原因呢是十多年前呢，我们还是去 T4C 的大学生团契的时候，发生一个事情。
The reason for that is over 10 years ago when we were attending the T4C college or fellowship, something happened.
当时我们有一个习惯，就是去完团契呢，会去 Applebee， 吃夜宵啊，你们叫。
So we had, we had a tradition after fellowship, we would go to Applebee and have some sort of late night snack.
我们最喜欢的就吃它 buffalo wings， 就是这个鸡翅膀啊。
Our favorite item on the menu is the buffalo wing.
有的时候呢，我们也会喝一杯啤酒。
And once in a while, we would actually drink a beer.
那么呢，有一次有一个弟兄，就刚刚信主的弟兄呢，跟我们一起去。
There's one time when a brother who had just accepted Christ joined us.
那么他就说，哦 ，Mike and Audrey 他们也喝酒啊。
So they actually pointed out and say, Mike and Audrey they also drink beer.
那么，我想对他来说，一个刚刚信主的人呢，他有一个观念，就是基督徒呢不喝酒不抽烟。
So for him who someone who just believe in God, that actually all Christians would not drink or smoke.
但是他见到我们信主这么多年了，还是这样子，他就觉得很困惑。
So for him who actually to view us who have believed in Christ for so many years, he was totally confused.
所以呢，我们没有考虑他的立场的时候呢，就产生使到他，你可以说使到他忧愁了。
So, if we did not consider his thinking, then we would actually cause him to be in distress.
所以呢，十四节讲到了，我们这样子做了，就不是按着爱人的道理去行了。
So, in other words, when we actually see that what we did was actually we're not no longer acting in love.
所以从这一天开始呢，我们两个人都没有再喝酒了。
So from that day onward, we do not drink any beer anymore.
有的时候呢，我们的行为呢，也会带来人家的，成为人家的一个引诱啊。
And then sometimes, what we do will not actually turn into temptation for others.
好像你穿衣服的多少了，特别是姊妹呢。
So, and that is how much you wear in your clothing, especially sisters.
我有另外一个例子呢，就是去赌场吃饭。
Another occasion is I would go to a casino to have dinner.
我记得呢，当很多年前呢，我们明州第一个赌场开始的时候呢，他们就有这个很便宜的自助餐，你可以去吃的。
So when the casinos first opened in Minnesota, they also have a very inexpensive buffet that you can go eat.
我们学生团体，大学生团体也是很喜欢去一起去吃。
For us, college fellowship, it's also like to go eat frequently.
那么呢，我们觉得这个没问题啊。我们进去其实也不是为了赌钱，我们只是去吃饭。
So for us, it's okay for us. We're just going to go in to have the dinner.
但是当时我们范牧师呢，他提醒我们了。
So at that time, our pastor found reminded us.
他说，人家见到你们基督徒进赌场呢，他不知道你只为吃饭。
And other people, when they see you go into the casino, they didn't know that you're just going to go eat.
那么他以为呢，基督徒去赌钱也是可以啊。
Actually, some people might think that it's okay for Christians to go into casino to gamble.
所以呢，我跟 Audrey 后来也没有再去了。
So for Audrey and I, we stopped going there either.
其实我们觉得，其实你就多花一些钱呢、啊。你出，如果你想吃能吃好的，然后你多花一点钱，去吃饭。但是你不要再去这赌场里面吃饭，因为你可能绊倒人了。
So for us, if we want to eat something good, we just have to spend a little bit more money to go some other place instead of actually causing a stumbling block for others.
十五节里面呢，他提醒我们。
In verse 15, it reminds us.
基督已经替他死了，你不可因他的食物叫他败坏。
But for what you eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died, because it actually would actually affect the other person.
你知道呢，一个人的灵命是多宝贵啊。
You know how precious it is for someone's spiritual life.
神耶稣基督为了救一个人呢，他自己牺牲自己的生命。
And it is for Christ who actually want to save someone that he sacrificed his own life.
如果你曾经呢为一个还没信主的朋友祷告，你就知道呢，一个人祷告是需要多少的努力才可以把福音解释给这个人认识。
If you had ever prayed for someone's salvation, you know how much effort it had taken to actually so that this person would receive this gospel.
所以我们不可以因为我们的自由叫弟兄姊妹败坏。
So therefore, we cannot because of our freedom cause distress for other people, other brothers and sisters.
我们的自由不可成为人家的绊脚石。
So that our freedom would not become stumbling block for other people.
有的时候呢，你的自由可能是出于一个好意。
And sometimes our freedom may come out of good intention.
好，但是呢，十六节提醒我们，不可叫你的线被人毁谤。
And verse 16 reminds us that therefore do not let what you know is good to be spoken of as evil.
你去赌场吃饭可能就为了赚一点钱呢。
You go to a casino to have dinner, maybe perhaps motivation is to save some money.
这个是做一个好的管家需要做的。
This is something that a good steward ought to do.
但是如果你忽略了别人的良心的时候，你的善会成为人家的毁谤。
But if you actually ruin someone else's conscience, what you think is good actually becomes a burden for others.
其中一当我向人传福音的时候呢，有一个回答是我最受不了的。
And when I share the gospel to someone else, there's one response that I cannot deal with.
就是我问他为什么你不信耶稣啊？
Because I will ask the person, how come you don't receive Jesus Christ as your Lord?
他说，因为我曾经见过有一些基督徒做什么什么事情，所以我就不信你们的神了。
You know, his response would be, because I have seen certain Christians do certain things, and therefore I don't trust that your God is a real God.
这个回答是最令我受愧的一个答案。
This response is one that actually caused the most shameful for me.
我们的自由不可以绊倒别人。
Our freedom cannot become a stumbling block for others.
因为我们不再为自己而活。
Because we no longer live for ourselves.
圣经提醒我们，我们或活或死，总是主的人。
The Bible reminds us that we are, we belong to God.
但是呢，我们常常会问一个问题啊。
But we will ask this question.
我们觉得这个很不公平哦。
We would think that this is not very fair.
为什么我的自由呢会受别人的领受所影响呢？
Because how can my freedom would be affected by how other people view things?
如果他的立场是很笨的。
Because the starting point, the position of this other person is purely out of foolishness.
那么是因为他没有好好的了解圣经呢？
Because he actually the other person did not understand the scripture correctly.
为什么他的无知要让我好像我要 suffer， 就是我要忍受他的无知呢？
How come I have to suffer because the other person's ignorance？
所以保罗呢，在十七、十八节里面呢，就告诉我们。神的国的优先次序是什么？
So Paul in verse 17, 18 to explain to us God's kingdom's priorities.
因为我们一般人呢，对个人权利呢，我们就是放得很高。
Because for most of us, we actually put a lot of the emphasis on personal rights and freedom.
但是呢，十七节告诉我们，因为神的国不在乎。吃喝只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
And in verse 17, it tells us that before the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
我不知道罗马书十四章十七节不是不是为我们中国人所写的呢
？I don't know if the verse Romans chapter 14:17 is written specially for us Chinese.
因为我们中国人呢，就是一个民以食为先的一个国家。
Because that's Chinese is because it actually we Chinese is actually everything is all based on what we eat.
食物就是我们第一的优先。
Food to us is a number one priority.
你看我们在 Facebook 上面的照片都是食物。
So if you look at all the pictures on Facebook, most of that is about food.
我们很多时候，因为我们吃不到这个食物，我们发脾气。
So a lot of times we don't get certain food, we become angry.
我们在教会里面一同吃饭的时候呢，我们就批评了，哎，为什么这个菜太咸了、太甜了、太油了、太硬了
？So when we have our luncheon, we will complain how come this food is too salty, too sweet, too whatever.
所以他说这么不健康的我就不来了
So when it's so unhealthy I'm not coming
但是呢保罗告诉我们十七节里面神的国什么是最重要
So but Paul tells us within God's kingdom what is the most important thing
他说呢 是公义是和平跟喜乐
Then that is about righteousness, peace and joy
你可以把在圣灵里这个形容词呢其实是包括在这三样事情里面就是公义和平跟喜乐
you actually think about in the Holy Spirit it's all about these three words encompasses all
公义是只是公义是指什么呢？就是问这个问题的对错的的问题啊。
So righteousness is about right or wrong.
就是圣经里面讲到这个事情的时候，有没有告诉我们这个是对还是错呢？
So when you see this within the scripture, when you look at certain things, is it right or wrong?
好像有些事情的确圣经有告诉我们了，好像婚姻的定义啦，好像我们要帮助贫穷的人呢，其实圣经都有告诉我们什么是对，什么是错。
You know, for example, the scripture tells us about the definition of marriage, whether or not you should help other people. This all very explained it very clearly.
和平呢是讲到呢，当你做这个决定之后。你人与人之间的关系是怎么结果？
Peace is about one another. You actually want to have made a decision. What is the relationship between one and another?
你的决定会带来教会的合一啊，还是会好像分裂教会呢？
Whatever decision you make, is it going to bring about unity in the church or causing the church to split?
如果你是一个信主很多年的弟兄姊妹，我鼓励你，你要留意，其实很多人看你成为他们的榜样。
So if for those of you who have become a Christian for a long time, you have to be careful because you have become the example for others.
你要小心你的决定呢，不单只是好像是不是公义，是不是对的。
So you have to watch out the decision you make, whether or not it's a righteous, whether or not it's right or wrong.
你的决定也会影响教会的和平。
Your decision would affect the peace within the church.
我认识一个弟兄啊，他因为受不了教会的崇拜的时候的音乐呢，他有这个做法的。
So I know a brother who actually cannot stand the during worship, you know, the practice that we have in the church. Therefore, this is what he does.
不是我们教会哈。
This is not our church.
他会每一次崇拜的时候呢，唱诗的时候呢，他都是坐在外面。
So when during the time when we are to sing, what did you know at the church when they're singing?He would sit outside.
等么那么他们唱完了，他就进来一同崇拜。
So once the singing is done, then he'll come in to join the worship.
然后一方面我佩服他的做法。
And on one hand, I admire what he does.
因为他没有批评呢这些他不同意见的弟兄姐妹，他是制止，好像他就不影响别人坐在外面。
So on one hand, he actually does not criticize how other people do it. So actually, he just sit outside.
但是呢，我担心呢，他这个决定呢，会影响其他一些弟兄姊妹。
So my concern is that whatever he decides would affect other brothers and sisters.
就是人家看他，为什么他每一次崇拜都是迟到呢？
So other people might look at him and say, how come every time we worship, he will be late?
那么他就觉得他可以迟到，我也可以迟到。
So the other people see that, okay, he can be late, so I can be late too.
最后一个很重要的在神的国呢，就是喜乐。
So the other, another last concept within the kingdom of God is joy.
你的决定会不会带给你自己跟你的教会喜乐呢？
So what decision that you have bring about you and also joy, bring about joy in the church?
我知道呢，这些乐意侍奉神的弟兄姊妹呢，他们给这些安排侍奉的人呢一个很大的喜乐。
So for those who actually would be glad to serve and bring about a lot of joy for those who are actually planning the scheduling.
我记得呢，从前我们在 T4C 的时候，我们见到，因为 T4C 这个教会的弟兄姊妹都不住在教会旁边的。
So in back in T4C for because it most people don't live near the church.
那么呢，有一些老人家的弟兄姊妹呢，他住在外面呢，他需要弟兄姊妹去接他们来到教会。
So there are some elderly who need transportation to have someone bring them to church.
如果没有人载他们来呢，其实他们就不能来了。
So if there is no one who can provide them with transportation, then they cannot come.
他们来教会的其实是他们一个礼拜里面最快乐的一个时间。
And for them to coming to church is the happiest day within the week.
但是有些人住很远呢，好像 Farmington 呢，很远的地方，他们都会有这些弟兄姊妹。
So for some actually who live very far away, as far as Farmington, they would actually have someone who provide them with their transportation.
所以当时呢，我们就有一个负担，其实是 Audrey 有一个负担，就是我们找弟兄姊妹，如果找四个家庭，每一个家庭负责一个礼拜，那么我们一个月做一次，就可以把这些住得很远的弟兄姊妹送来教会。
So Audrey had this burden. So if we can find four families who will actually provide transportation once a week, and then we can actually address this issue.
那我们的第一个选择呢，当然是找这些住在旁边的弟兄姊妹去，在他们觉得这个是最长时间的一个做法。
So our first preference is to find someone who live close by, so the actually far more efficient way of doing things.
但是呢，我们发觉呢，很多弟兄姊妹呢，他们不愿意做这个事情，就是因为他们去完教会以后呢，他有自己的事情要办。
So a lot of brothers and sisters we find that actually don't really are willing to do that because right after church they will have other plans that they have.
所以呢，很多其实虽然住在他们旁边呢，他们不愿意去接他们或者送他们回家。
So for some who actually just even though they live right close to them, they are not willing to provide the transportation back and forth.
最后我们找到一批弟兄姊妹愿意这样子做。
In the end, we found a group of brothers and sisters who were willing to provide the service.
其实很多呢，我记得都不是住在他们旁边。
So I know that actually a lot of them don't live right close by.
但是这群弟兄姊妹，他愿意把别人的喜乐摆在他的方便之前。
So, but this brothers, two group of brothers and sisters were willing to put the joy of others in front of their inconvenience.
这个就是神的国重要的次序。Priority.
So this is actually the priority of God's kingdom.
当你做一个决定的时候，你应该考虑就是共益和平和与喜乐。
So whatever decision you make, you should actually do it according to righteousness, peace, and joy.
我希望用十八节去鼓励我们大家。
I want to use the verse 18 to encourage one another.
就是你跟弟兄姊妹相处的时候，好像你常常要迁就别人的时候，你不要灰心。
So, whenever you actually have to, do things according to other people's convenience, don't be discouraged.
因为十八节里面他说，在这几样上服侍基督的，就为神所喜悦，又为人所称许。
Because in verse 18 says, because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and receives human approval.
称许这个字呢，有在本来的意思有一个尊重的意思在里面。
Human approval also carry an element of respect.
其实，当你这样子去服侍神的时候，其他人会对，不但是神会喜悦你的决定，还有其他人也会尊重你。
So when you actually do that, not only you are pleasing to God.But also other people will also respect you.
所以当你过了一段时间，你再去解释你的立场的时候，其实很多弟兄姊妹他就愿意去听你的解释了。
So after a while, if you actually try and explain to your position, other brothers and sisters would actually be willing to listen.
那么我们就可以在主里面的正道上面合一。
So therefore, we would be able to.Have unity within God's principles.
我们知道 T4C 呢是一间呢没有主任牧师的一个教会。
So we know T4C is a church that does not have a senior pastor.
但是它里面有五个长老，六个教牧同工。
But there are actually five elders and six pastoral staff working together.
所以呢，他们呢看事情的领受可以有很不同的。
So the way they view things could be totally different.
但是我发现有一个现象。
But I discovered this certain something that like the following would happen.
就是呢，当马牧师，当他讨论的时候，大家有不同意见。但是当马牧师表达他的意见的时候呢，那么这个讨论就完结了。
So there may be a lot of viewpoints being expressed, but when Pastor Ma expresses his opinion, usually that discussion would stop.
原因呢，就是因为马牧师是一个神所喜悦，也是人所称许的一个人。
Because Pastor Ma is one that actually pleases God and also receive approval from others.
所以大家尊重他的意见，所以这个讨论就没有技术的需要。
So other people respect his opinion, so there's no point in continuing the discussion.
所以在保罗呢，在十九到二十三节呢，就总结他的教训了。So
in verse 19, Paul summarizes his teaching.
首先呢，保罗提醒我们呢，在十九节他说，所以我们务要追求和睦的事。 与彼此建立德性的事。So
it says, let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification.
保罗就是说，我们应该以和睦与彼此建立为目标。So
Paul is saying that the goal that we have is to have peace and to have mutual edification.
我想起我刚做基督徒的时候呢，我常常问的问题是什么呢？
So when I first became a Christian, the kind of question that I frequently ask is the following.
就是做这个事情可不可以？
So whether or not I can do certain things.
抽烟可不可以？
Can I smoke?
赌钱可不可以？
Can I gamble?
如果我打麻将不赌钱的，那么可不可以？
So if I play mahjong but yet doesn't involve any money, is it okay?
那么慢慢成长以后呢，我就开始问另外一类的问题了。So
as I grow to be more mature, I ask another type of question.
就是为什么可以，为什么不可以？So
how come I can do it? How come I cannot do it?
但是呢，保罗希望呢，我们扩大我们所追求，这个真理的目标。So
but Paul wants us to expand the principle with which we actually seek the truth.
就是你去。 想一想，你的决定怎么去影响你旁边的人
？And that is whatever your decision, how that would affect the people around you.
你的决定会不会带来和睦
？Whether or not your decision would bring about peace.
会不会建立对方
？So whether or not that would actually to build up another.
20到21节呢，讲到另外一个原则。
So verse 20 and 21 brings about another principle.
这个呢，就是。 不以不绊倒人为原则。
So the principle behind is to not to cause stumbling block to other people.
20节呢，保罗说不可因食物毁坏神的工程。
In verse 20, he said, "Don't allow food to disrupt God's work."
你做的决定可能是合乎真理的。
Whatever you do, it may actually follow God's principle.
但是如果你的决定绊倒人， 这个就是你的罪。
So if what you do cause others to stumble, this becomes a sin to you.
21节呢，他讲到，无论是赤裸，是喝酒，是什么别的事情，叫弟兄跌倒，一概不做才好。
So it is better not to eat meat or drink wine or to do anything else that will cause your brother or sister to fall.
保罗的意思就是，我们应该看弟兄姊妹的灵命，彼此我们的自由，我们的方便更重要。What
Paul is saying that it's far more important to look at our fellow brothers and sisters' spiritual life far better than our own freedom.
最后， 保罗给我们一条底线，就是呢以不违反自己良心为底线。
And the last one is actually Paul provides us with the bottom line, and that is violate not our conscience.
其实神给人的良心呢是一个很重要的一个器官呢，你可以说是帮助我们遵守神的旨意。
So you can say that the conscience that God gave us is actually a very important tool so that we can how we follow.
因为良心根据罗马书第二章就是帮助我们分别什么是非的一个工具。
Because according to Romans chapter 2, conscience is something that provides us, allow us to discern what is right and wrong.
所以我会形容啊，如果圣经是圣经是光，那么呢，我们的良心呢，就是我们的眼睛呢。
So if you look at if the scripture is light, then conscience is equivalent to our eyes.
我们的良心不是一个绝对的一个工具。
Our conscience is not an absolute tool.
因为圣经形容呢，我们的良心可能会迟钝，可能会失去感觉。
So because the scripture tells us that actually our conscience will become calcified and actually loses its senses.
所以呢，我们按良心做的决定不一定是对的。
So whatever decision we follow according to our conscience may not necessarily be correct.
但是22-23节告诉我们，但是如果你做一个决定是违反你的良心的，那么这个一定是不对。
And verse 22-23 tells us if whatever you do actually violate our conscience, then for sure it's going to be incorrect.
如果你的良心责备你
because if your conscience convicts you,
或者呢你心里面存疑惑的心。
But or else you actually have a heart that actually questions that.
那么你的决定就是错。
And therefore your decision is wrong.
因为23节讲到，凡不出于信心的都是罪。
And in verse 23 it said, whatever doubts actually does not come from faith is sin.
这个帮助我们做决定有一条底线。
So this helps us to allow us to make the decision with a bottom line.
可能你希望去保守教会的和睦。
So perhaps you want to do this to provide the peace to our church.
可能你希望你的决定去做造人。
So or your whatever you do to actually to help to build up others.
但是如果这个决定是违反你的良心的时候，你暂时还是不能做这个决定。
So if your conscience actually convicts you, then you cannot be doing this.
我们必须要等待神给我们充足的信心的时候，我们才可以做这个决定。
So you have to wait, allow God to actually give you insufficient amount of faith to be in order to move forward.
所以我们求神呢帮助我们，当我们使用我们的自由的时候，我们不会绊倒人。
So God allow us to actually when we use our freedom that we don't cause other people to stumble.
以知道我们成为一个神所喜悦的，也为人所称许的一个人。
So that we will be someone who to actually would be pleasing to God and also receive human approval.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our hand pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你在基督里面给我们自由。
Because you have given us freedom in Christ.
你告诉我们，你所造的都是好的。
You have told us that whatever you have created, all is good.
神，你给我们自由去享用出你给我们的各样的恩赐。
God, you have given us freedom to use all the gifts that we have.
但是希望我们的自由不会绊倒弟兄姐妹。
We ask that you would not allow us to use our freedom to cause become stumbling block for others.
帮助我们过一个生活是讨神喜悦的。
So that we can actually live a life that is pleasing to God.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.